happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Weary Florida residents who evacuated their homes as Hurricane Milton approached have been reversing the trip, crowding highways to get back to see what Milton has left them. That includes flooding. WKMG-TV's Matt Austin is in DeBary, northeast of Orlando, where sewer lines are overloaded.
We talked to the city manager out here who told us that they do have a pump running 24/7 right now. It's on a big generator, and it is flushing out 14,000 gallons of water per hour, and it's sending it out of there. But he says the issue is so bad, they got so much rain quickly, that they're just kind of playing catch up right now, trying to keep their heads above water, literally.
Almost 1.9 million customers still have no power. 24 days to go to Election Day, and it's busy out there on the campaign trail. Former President Trump held a rally in Reno, Nevada.
On day one, we will unleash American energy, and I will cut your energy prices in half. 50%. I'm going to cut them. Within 12 months of taking office, we're going to cut them in half. We're going to cut them down.
Vice President Harris campaigned in Scottsdale, Arizona, where she said in addition to having a Republican in her cabinet if elected president, she will form a group of advisors from both sides of the political divide.
In order for us as America to maintain our status as the strongest democracy in the world, we need a healthy two-party system.
Israel is observing Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. This as its military acknowledges it hit a United Nations peacekeeping position in Lebanon, injuring people there. More on that from BBC's Sue Montgomery.
The head of UN peacekeeping operations has said there's reason to believe that some Israeli firing on UN positions in southern Lebanon has been direct after two incidents in which UN personnel were wounded. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told the BBC the UNIFIL force was determined to remain in place. Earlier, the Israeli military claimed they'd been targeting a nearby threat.
Boeing's new CEO is ordering substantial layoffs.
In a letter to employees, CEO Kelly Ortberg says Boeing will lay off 10% of its workforce in the coming months. That would be about 17,000 jobs. He announced delays in Boeing's 777 program and an end to the 767 freighter line after current orders are filled. Ortberg says Boeing must make changes on its, quote, path to recovery. The company's been under fire over safety and quality control problems, and a strike by 33,000 machinists is 4 weeks old. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about parties as we celebrate our 100th episode. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Monday night. Milwaukee still looking for their first win in the preseason. They're 0-2. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers playing at Rutgers today. We'll have a recap of the game coming up tonight. NFL, Packers placing tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve. He'll be out at least 4 weeks due to an ankle injury. The Packers hosting the Cardinals tomorrow. And wide receiver Romeo Doubs spoke to reporters for the first time since he was suspended last weekend for one game. Doubs did not want to go into details, but said it was a personal struggle. Has he been in contact with his family?
Yes, I got the family together again. I said there were some things going on off the field. So as far as just the organization, staff, players, there's nothing going on. So I just want to make myself clear there. But again, if we're just talking about the moment, I'm just thankful that I'm still here. It's a great staff, great players, great support. So
that's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Right now it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. The six Republicans on the Supreme Court are up to their old tricks, ruling this week that Texas's draconian abortion ban can continue without modification, meaning that more women in that state will die or bleed out to the point where their lives are in danger and or their ability to have future children is ended. By the way, that sentence caused Facebook to censor this article. We put it up, they took it down, and I've gotten dozens of emails, text messages, direct messages on Facebook, on Twitter, or whatnot, saying, you know, Facebook won't let me post this. I'm telling you, Facebook is going hard right. It's just wild. They're doing this in part because the court has been captured by a fringe right-wing Catholic death cult, the result of an intentional, well-funded campaign. I mean, this is Leonard Leo and his buddies at Opus Dei. And, I've written at some length about the billionaires who control the Supreme Court. I've written two books about it, Unequal Protection, How Corporations Became People, and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. And now Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who's been a frequent guest on our program, was apparently listening, or at least is on the same wavelength. He's proposed new legislation that would pretty much solve the major problems of our court and corruption-proof it going forward. It's called the Judicial Modernization and Transparency Act, and it's one of the most important pieces, I think, of legislation Democrats have put forward in years. It would expand the Supreme Court to 15 justices. It would stagger that expansion over a 12-year period, one new justice every 2 years in the first and third year of each presidential term. So every president gets two justices, basically. It would establish a new supermajority requiring a two-thirds vote to strike down laws based on a constitutional premise. It would require that relief granted by lower courts expire on the issuing date of an opinion by the Supreme Court. It would establish a new process for Supreme Court nominations that are not reported out of committee within 180 calendar days to be automatically placed on the Senate calendar. And it goes on from there. It would expand the number of circuits and district court judges, by the way, to 15. And it would do this by splitting the Ninth Circuit into two new Southwestern Circuit. So it also requires all parties to consider recusal motions. I mean, just a bunch of the IRS to audit Supreme Court justices' tax returns and make them public. Public disclosure of how they vote in every case, and require new nominees to lay out their tax returns. So, all of this is pretty important stuff. I mean, just keep in mind, in the last 2 years, well, maybe 4 or 5 years, Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court have stripped America of our voting rights. They've blocked President Biden's efforts to reduce student debt. They've allowed red states to deny low-income workers access to Medicaid. They've endorsed massive voter purges. They've legalized political bribery and dark money. They've legalized foreign involvement in our elections. They've given corporations access to the Bill of Rights. They've gutted union rights and the right to unionize. They've endorsed discrimination against queer and other minority communities. They've largely ended affirmative action. They've ended the power of the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. They've created an entire billionaire and corporate-run dark money machine. They've handed the 2000 election to its loser. They blocked or slowed federal and state prosecutions of Trump. They placed the president above the law. They've made themselves the sole arbiters of what a president may or may not do. They've ended women's constitutional right to abortion. They've radically cut back on America's right to privacy, or to protest, excuse me. They've filled our streets and schools with guns, and they've legalized the equivalent of machine guns. So, you know, hopefully Wyden's bill can become law. Now, that's not going to happen if we don't take both the White House, the House, and the Senate. And the Senate's looking kind of sketchy right now. If you are in particular, if you're in Montana, be sure your voter registration is intact and get out there to vote, because John Tester needs your help. Colin Allred down in Texas has given Ted Cruz a run for his money. That might be interesting. There's a candidate in Florida, forgive me, I don't recall her name, who's running against Rick Scott. Rick Scott is one of the richest men in the Senate. He oversaw the largest Medicare fraud in the history of America when he ran a hospital chain. A lot to do here and a lot that can be done, and I think it's pretty important stuff. Meanwhile, the fossil fuel industry, and again, this goes back to the Supreme Court. This is because of the Supreme Court Citizens United decision and the Buckley and Bilotti decisions that preceded it. The U.S. Supreme Court said basically that Republicans, well, anybody, any politician, can now be owned by businesses or billionaires. And there are a few Democrats who are, you know, on the take, shall we say, you know, the Jared Goldens and Josh Gottheimers of the world. But there are also, this is true of pretty much the entire Republican Party. And this is just incredible. Florida Republicans, this is by Kalia Schwenk over at levernews.com. Florida Republicans bankrolled by the fossil fuel industry are pushing legislation that would bar the president from declaring a climate emergency. Brilliant, huh? Representatives Greg Stoob and Byron Donalds, these are both Republicans from Florida, together have received more than $175,000 from the oil and gas interests, and they co-sponsored the House version of a bill which frames the climate crisis as a, quote, false emergency. Stoob represents Sarasota and Charlotte counties, both south of Tampa, places that just got hit badly by the hurricane that just went through. And Donalds represents much of Florida's Lee County, also under evacuation orders back on Tuesday. Both lawmakers co-sponsored the legislation alongside 17 other bought-off Republicans, including several who represent the Gulf Coast region threatened by climate-intensified hurricanes. Representatives Randy Weber, Republican from Texas, Brian Babin, Republican of Texas, and Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana. Those three representatives have gotten more than $190,000 from the oil and gas industry. Over on the Senate, Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker is the co-sponsor of the Senate version of this bill. He's received more than $1.2 million from oil and gas interests. Rick Scott, the guy who, when he ran hospitals in Florida, oversaw the largest Medicare fraud in the history of America, co-sponsored a similar legislation back in 2022. He's received almost $242,000 from oil and gas interests. So here we are, five Republicans on the Supreme Court, five bought-off Republicans, including Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, who were, openly and actively being bribed by right-wing billionaires, saying, yeah, bribery's just fine. Bribery for politicians, bribery for judges, it's okay. It's called free speech now. So here we are. All right. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Joe in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Say, I listen from time to time, and I think you have issue with Medicare Advantage plans. I've had one for 5 years. I've been retired. And your previous guest, your earlier guest, said that the maximum out of pocket is something that they're looking for, and vision and eye care. That stuff is all included with Advantage plans now. So I think I've heard you say that you have a problem with Advantage plans. I agree with you on everything. I just wonder what your position is on Advantage plans.
Yeah, Medicare Advantage plans, according to the New York Times, deny claims about 18% of the time. Real Medicare never denies claims. Medicare Advantage plans insert a person who is not a doctor, but who is an actuary, a number cruncher, between you and your doctor. So if your doctor says you need an MRI or you need a test, you will have to have pre-clearance. Your doctor will have to call and beg for it. My last doctor, when we lived in D.C., had two people working in her office whose only job was to call up insurance companies over and over and over again. Sometimes what she found was about 10% of the time, on the third time that she tried, they would finally decide to pay for things. The reason the dollar Bill McGuire, former CEO of UnitedHealthcare, walked off with $1.65 billion was because they were so effective at saying, no, we won't pay for your child's liver transplant. We're not going to pay for that procedure. Most people who are on Medicare Advantage plans think they're wonderful because they have very low premium, sometimes no premium at all. In fact, some of them will even give you money. They pay huge commissions to insurance agents. Medicare does not pay commissions at all, so insurance agents push them. But when you get sick, Joe, you will be screwed. And if you're on Medicare Advantage, or the odds are you will be screwed. I get it that, sometimes people make it through with Medicare Advantage plans, without an immediate crisis. But more often than not, it's a real tough one. So that's my problem with them, Joe. They pushed through legislation. This was part of George Bush's brilliant thing. I mean, Medicare Advantage started in 2005 when George W. Bush fulfilled his campaign promise to privatize Medicare. And so now if you've been on Medicare Advantage for less than a year and you go back to regular Medicare, you get a Medigap plan to fill in the 20% hole in Medicare. And that Medigap plan cannot do what's called underwriting you. They cannot say, normally your monthly rate would be $100, but you're going to have to pay $500 because you have heart disease. That's illegal. But if you've been on Medicare Advantage for more than 1 year and you try to go back to real Medicare, the very same insurance companies that write the Medigap plans, because they write both, can now underwrite you, and they can now, charge you through the wazoo or even refuse to write insurance for you. So if you've been on Medicare Advantage for 5 years, Joe, pray that you don't get sick, because you're stuck in all probability.
Well, the only issue that, the only thing that I find it to be good, which is one of the elements that your guest had said was going to be looked at, was maximum out of pocket. I treat this as something
that's for Medicare.
Catastrophic.
That's to get rid of. That's to do away with that 20% hole on real Medicare, not Medicare Advantage.
That now exists on Medicare Advantage plans.
It depends on the plan.
Maximum out of pocket.
Some plans. It depends on some plan. They're just all over the map. But what Alex was talking about is right now, if you go into the hospital and you end up with a $100,000 bill that's not covered by Medicare because it falls into that 20% gap, that bill is for you to pay if you don't have a Medigap policy. So if there was a maximum, say $2,000 out of pocket per year, then that would be the maximum you'd pay, and you no longer have to buy the Medigap policy. That was the whole point of that. Joe, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the big insurance companies would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your call.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com to get 20% off everything on the site. cbdistillery.com, code TOM. It's a perfect date because anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate. From the profound to the funny, it's all great. It's 24 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Lou in Picayune, Mississippi. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good talking to you. I just was since like 3 or 4 days ago when I first heard about the Jill Stein factor. I mean, I've been thinking a vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump, net and hatred, genocide. And here's right now it's just like mass murder in Gaza, or Gaza, however it's pronounced. But it will be genocide if Trump gets elected. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'd give him poison gas or whatever just to...
Well, he said Netanyahu should just get the job done, and his son-in-law said there's great waterfront property there in Gaza. We could build some really fancy hotels and make some money.
Exactly.
I mean, their agenda is fairly clear, Lou.
Yeah, exactly. And we forget, this comes to the America part of the genocide. Initially, Germans wanted to deport Jews or Jewish people over... the politically correct term is, initially, Madagascar or some country they weren't going to invade. But the murders were just in the hundreds and thousands, or like Gaza. But in 42, they had a conference, and the genocide was actually initiated.
Right, they called it the final solution to the Jewish problem.
Yeah, and Trump's not going to be able to export... everybody who speaks Spanish or eventually blacks and yeah, or eventually it will be anybody of color, probably Native Americans even. And you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you vote for Trump, you're voting for this. It's just my opinion, and I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm with you. Lou, did you see where the Republican running for Congress last week debating his opponent, who was a woman who was a native, full-blooded Native American, told her to go back where she came from?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it, yeah.
That's, really?
That's it.
Well, these guys are so friggin' clueless.
How about Vance claiming Trump saved Medicare?
He's claiming now that he did the $35 insulin. He's been claiming this for a year and a half. Yeah. Everybody corrects him, saying, no, Joe Biden did that. He keeps saying, I did it. It's the $35 insulin. I did that. Yeah. He's lying through his teeth, which is, of course, what he does, but pretty much all the time. But Lou, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you, and thanks for watching us down there in Mississippi. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one completely wrong.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone? I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, I tell them that story, and they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up, and I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, "You are all equal on my team." Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag You're It. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Just go to FFRF.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Stories and opinions floating through the air. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Anything Goes Weekend. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
It's the Fed again. And last week I told you that they had taken out roughly $62 billion from the markets around the time when the VP debate was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually caused the markets to go down. So the Democrats didn't have anything to brag about that week regarding the markets. This week I was predicting that the Fed would do essentially nothing, and they did absolutely nothing. No quantitative easing or quantitative tightening was done in the last week, and the markets are, as I look at it right now, they're sitting up at near all-time highs. The Dow is threatening 42 or almost 43,000. They're about 200 points away from 43,000.
Right.
The Fed's action does affect the stock market, and it appears to me that they are timing it to benefit Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is, of course, trying to get as close as he can to Elon Musk. Elon Musk made most of his billions when the Fed was throwing all those trillions of dollars into the stock market. Mm. And now that's his path to become a trillionaire himself. And then you have Thiel also picking the VP. And so as we get closer and closer to this election, look for the Fed to pick its moment to pull billions of dollars out of the stock market to cause it to go down around the time of the election, where people will be saying, well, maybe it's time to change because look at what the stock market is doing.
Mm.
And this
it's not just interest rates, in other words.
It's not just interest rates. The biggest tool that the Fed has right now is quantitative easing and quantitative tightening. Mm-hmm. And they're reaching a point now where the Republicans have only seen 5 years of quantitative easing. The Democrats have seen 12 years. The Republicans got two-thirds of the quantitative easing, and if they keep doing what they're doing, if Harris wins, we will reach a point where the Democrats have seen no quantitative easing. They've only seen quantitative tightening, meaning making the market go lower, and the Republicans would have seen all of the quantitative easing. And then so they get all the benefits, and then all of a sudden things start looking bad when Democrats are trying to get a second term, because the Fed is manipulating the system, the entire system. Then you add that damage to what the Supreme Court is doing. You add the damage that all of these major corporations who benefited from all this quantitative easing are now sending money to these Republicans who are trying to get elected. And you've got a corrupt system that we've never had before in history.
Yeah. Larry, people frequently call in and comment on that genius guy, Larry, from Los Angeles, who knows everything about the math and the economy. In fact,
you mean there's another Larry calling in?
No. I'm talking about you. And although there is another Larry who calls in. And in fact, somebody in Chicago yesterday made that same comment to me. That Larry, he's brilliant. And I really look forward to his calls.
So in the past, you have very succinctly summarized the argument for electing Democrats to the House, the Senate, and the White House, you know, putting Democrats in charge of the government. And, you know, based on the history of Democrats versus Republicans economically, you want to give us that little summary once more?
Yes. If you're voting for a Republican, you're basically voting for a recession, because for the last 128 years now, every Republican that took office gave us a recession. Every Republican that took over from a Democratic president gave us a recession. Every Republican that took over from another Republican gave us a recession. This is the way it is. It is a 100% fact that when you vote for a Republican to take over from either a Democrat or Democratic president or a Republican president, you're voting for a recession. And you're voting for the Federal Reserve to step in and then start trying to manipulate the markets to try to make that Republican get a second term. And when they do that, eventually they destroy the economy, and then finally the people decide, well, maybe we should try the Democrats again. The Democratic presidents have not given us a recession in the last 44 years. Think Wow. about that. A 44-year-old man has never seen a Democratic president give us a recession.
Wow.
Republicans gave us five.
And then what are the numbers with regard to jobs?
Now it's up to 51 million jobs for the Democratic presidents and zero for the Republicans. And I think the Democrats should be drilling this into everybody's head from here till Election Day. Forget about all this garbage that Trump is doing. Forget about all the lies that he's telling. Let them do that. Democrats do facts and start talking about what we've actually done for the economy.
Right.
What we do to get jobs created.
And that's 51 million jobs versus zero jobs since when?
Since Reagan became president.
Since 1981.
Yeah.
Amazing. Larry, thank you.
Well, it's since the end of the Cold War, since the end of when the Soviets disappeared. That's when George H.W.
So really since the Bush administration, since the first Bush administration, then.
Right.
Because Reagan did produce some jobs.
Reagan actually saw 16 million jobs created, which is what Biden has seen already.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go all the way back to Ronald Reagan, then you look at, what is it, 20 or 24 years of Republicans versus 4 years of Joe Biden.
Mm.
So
Joe Biden himself, all alone, created more jobs than every Republican president since Ronald Reagan, including Reagan.
Since Reagan first became president, that's right.
Wow.
And so if you decide that you like what Republicans are doing, these are facts that are so fantastic that most people don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get those facts versus the lies that nobody believes that the Republicans are telling.
There you go. Larry, thank you. I so value your contributions to this program. You educate me, and I really value that. Thank you, Larry. Great to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Good talking to you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Larry's right. It will be a recession, and not only a recession. He will dismantle the entire administrative state. There will be no Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, none of that. No Obamacare, none of it. But that isn't why I called. I called because I got a call this morning from Nikki Haley. Now, I never had any particular bad feelings about Nikki Haley, nor did I believe her to be a facile liar. But this call this morning, honest to God, Tom, she just went on and on about why we should vote for Trump. Yeah, it was a robocall. I mean, she just went on and on, promoting every lie you can think of about him, how he had a great economy, how he had done this and done that, and what a great country it will be when he gets elected.
Wow.
And it had been at the very end, after it was over, hit 9 if you don't want anyone to call you back. I hit 9. But I also tweeted her, and I told her, you know, Nikki Haley, I do not want a liar in the White House. I don't want a rapist in the White House. I don't want a malignant narcissist in the White House who cares only for himself.
A criminal.
I said, don't you ever call me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really upset by that call, because a lot of Americans aren't that well informed at this point.
Yeah.
And if they believe what she says, and they vote for Trump, as Larry said, we'll not only be in a recession, there won't be anything anymore that will keep us healthy or well or safe or able to vote again. And I'll take this off the air and see what you have to say about it.
I just completely agree with you, Carol. I don't have much to add to that. I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I want our democracy to continue. And if Donald Trump becomes president, I don't think it will. And if Republicans can manage to take either the House or the Senate, even if Kamala Harris is in the White House, it's going to be a really rough 2 years. So, Carol, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. It's 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls here on Dingo's Weekend. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you, folks.
I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty shitty. We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Flooding caused by Hurricane Milton remains a threat in Florida. Erica McCall lives near the St. Johns River in Seminole County. She talked about her daughter.
My first instinct was fear, but her first instinct was faith. And so when she said, pray, mommy, pray, I knew. I said, God is going to protect us.
CBS News confirms that former President Donald Trump is requesting military aircraft to escort him around the country. CBS's Nicole Killian.
In a statement, the Secret Service reiterated Trump is receiving the highest levels of protection and will remain vigilant, while President Biden said he's authorized extra security.
The United Nations peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon says Israeli forces have opened fire on several of its installations.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened Lebanon with the kind of devastation seen in Gaza if its people do not stand up to Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants.
CBS's Deborah Pata in Beirut. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris gets another endorsement from a high-profile Republican. Charlie Skies is one of Wisconsin's most influential conservative commentators. He says the U.S. Supreme Court immunity ruling would give Donald Trump dangerous power. Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsed Harris in Wisconsin last week. People in Wisconsin are getting advice about how to donate to survivors of Hurricane Milton. Here's Terry Bell.
Charities say they prefer cash over food or clothes. That's because nobody knows exactly what will be needed for some time. Only send those sorts of in-kind donations when they're requested specifically. Local branches of the United Way and the Red Cross are working directly in Milton's wake. You can also donate at civicmedia.us/help. I'm Terry Bell.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Currently 51 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I was calling about the article that was in the Washington Post. I think it originally was a print in the Hill. And it was talking about in Portland, and I don't know anybody lives in Portland except you, that there's like a going to be like a major overhaul of the way the local how government is set up. There's supposed to be like 90 some odd people running for. Well, there's supposed to be more council seats, city council seats, and then they said that the mayor would be a little bit weaker position. You know, I don't know what that means.
I must have missed something here, Bill. When you first started out, where are you talking about? In Richmond, Virginia?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, in Portland. Oh, yeah. This was a ballot initiative, 2 years ago? And we completely reconfigured our form of government, yeah.
Was there any reason why that was done?
Yeah, it wasn't working. Basically, what we had wasn't working. What we had was the various city council members each had responsibility for like a kind of a cabinet position. Like one of the city council people was in charge of the police, and another one was in charge of emergency response, and another one was in charge of, you know, homeless or whatever. And it was just a mess. It was not working, and it was a system that went back to the 1800s, if I recall correctly. So they basically modernized it. And this is the first election under the new system.
Yeah, because the article went on and said that the makeup of the government, I guess in general, will still be progressive, but they use a term I haven't heard recently called pragmatic progressive, mm-hmm. which to me makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could understand the way I think it is, I'd say I'd sign on to that.
Yeah. It's a form of government that if conservatives had taken over, would work for conservatives too. I mean, you know, Portland is a very progressive city, so it's probably going to be a long time before Republicans take it over. But it's just basically a better form, you know, hopefully. I mean, we'll find out. It is a little different than most other cities. It's not just a mayor and a city council. But we've also got this weird thing called Metro. You know, there's three counties that basically make up the Portland, greater Portland area. And Metro has enormous power over what happens even here in Portland. And so I don't know. Did we change? We didn't change Metro, did we, Sean? No. So Metro is still out there, which is kind of confusing. But it's a complicated system. But I think it's getting better. Well, I think it's getting better.
Well, listen, well, thank you. Because like I said, if I think it's something else about Portland, I'll give you a call one of these days.
Okay.
Just to get informed.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
thanks,
Bill. Good talking to you. Yep. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, I hope that you and I are close enough where I want to chide you a little bit. You had a call not long ago, and you hearkened a recent speech by Barack Obama regarding these few black men that may.
Yeah, yesterday
vote for
I watched
Donald
the speech.
Trump.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you missed a good one.
But I do. I want to say this. One of the things that you said was that, you know, because Trump talks loud and talks tough.
No, I didn't say that. Obama said that.
Okay, well.
I was quoting Obama.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. And that, which actually is even worse, so I'm going to chide him.
Okay.
Because what that does, because what that does is it projects an inference that black men are somehow drawn to loudmouth bully types. And I'm glad you cleared that up, Tom, and I apologize for that. But if the president, former president, did that, then that's one more reason for me to dislike him.
Well, what he was saying, I encourage you to watch his speech, or at least watch that portion of it. It was about maybe 10 minutes of his speech where he was speaking directly to black men. And it wasn't like, hey, I'm talking to all the black men in America. It was, I'm talking to black men who are seriously thinking about voting for Trump. And what I understand, and I'm again, this is not me, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm trying to quote here from Obama. What I understand is that an awful lot of these men, these black men, believe that voting for Trump is voting for a strong man, and they want strong leadership, and it's appropriate to want strong leadership in your government. But they mistakenly believe that strong means loud, and it doesn't.
No, well, first of all, that's ridiculous, and you have, and your caller mentioned my phone call to you a week or so ago, and you'll recall during that phone call, I said that no, and the operative word here is proud. No proud black person mm-hmm. is going to vote for Donald Trump, who said that we eat cats and dogs in Ohio, that NFL players are SOBs, that African countries are S-hole countries. Yep. Are you kidding me? Yep. I'm a proud black man. I'm a proud black man.
Well, you're also an informed black man.
I'm not going to condone that any more than I'm going to condone Joe Biden eulogizing an exalted cyclops of the KKK. Last thing, you said that now is not the time. You know, Martin Luther King was told now is not the time. And he says that the urgency of now, if we don't do anything now, there are dangers to come. And maybe what we see happening with these black people.
I'm at the end of the show here, and I got to read this list. Thank you very much. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Mark Thoman, Mateo Robertson, our new call screener, and Martha Salinas, all the great folks who work on this program. Thank you, and thank you for being with us today. We'll be back on Monday. I'll see you then. Have a great weekend and be safe. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. Made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, they're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, a 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. If you get a post-purchase...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah,
17 years.
Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.